This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Trump advisor says Trump's commitment to his list of 21 pro-life potential Supreme Court nominees has not changed. Perhaps the biggest story is why media outlets continue an almost daily questioning of Trump's pro-life pledge for judges that would take at least a constrained view of altering the intent of the U.S. Constitution. As the protesters for hire scandal continues to emerge, one might find one story, except for its injuries, ironically humorous. Students carrying signs reading, "Love Trump's Hate," assaulted and injured a student wearing a Trump slogan. With Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan set to lead Republicans in Congress, pro-abortion Charles Schumer of New York has been tabbed to lead Senate Democrats. No word yet on action among House Democrats. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. That bill targeting D.C. residents for early death in assisted suicide is going into law. The nation's capital is now the sixth U.S. jurisdiction permitting legalized assistance in dying. Meanwhile, Australia's parliament shut down two bills determined to allow legal killing or assistance in suicide at that fuzzy time and place called near end of life. Defeat of the last bill came at 4 a.m. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.